Welcome back to season two of Ahoy, the top fish fillet sandwich review podcast. My name is Tom Sharpling. I'm here with my co-host, Harry Walliner. I'm making a left here.
Mm-hmm.
How are you doing, Harry?
I'm doing all right, Tom. I'm, just starting the year off strong with a new fish sandwich episode.
I love it. That's great.
I've been looking forward to this.
Yeah, me too. It took a little bit to kind of get ready to do it again, and this is kind of like the sweet spot to do these again because the window that is Lent,
yeah,
where all these fast food places add fish sandwiches on their menu to accommodate Catholics.
Yeah, which I know we talked about last year, how it feels sort of antiquated because, like, how many people are just going for the fish sandwich for Lent? Like, they're probably eating elsewhere.
Yeah, and it's like, exactly. And it's a kind of thing where it's just like, if you're that religious, maybe you can figure something out other than fast food.
Yeah.
Want for one day a week. Because it's Fridays. You're not supposed to eat fish.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, which is even stranger that it was like no meat.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
you think a place like Popeyes, because it is sort of like that Louisiana vibe that they would sort of keep a fried fish sandwich on longer than Lent.
You'd think. And we're going to Popeyes
tonight
because their sandwich is called, what is it now?
I think it's the crispy flounder sandwich.
The crispy flounder sandwich. And I'm thinking about what we did last year's sandwich. We went to McDonald's, of course. We went to Burger King.
Yeah.
We went to Arby's.
Yeah.
And then we struck out. Did we strike out, right?
Yeah, we struck out with Carl's Jr. I tried to go. I ordered it on the app.
That's right.
And then when I got there, they told me, oh, no, we don't have that. We'll give you something else. And I'm like, I don't want anything else. I'm not here for that.
Don't you understand I'm doing a fish sandwich podcast?
I'm doing research here. Yeah.
What part of I co-host a fish sandwich podcast did you not understand?
Yeah.
So... No, this is fun, and it was a fun thing, and people really liked it, and it was one of those shows that I think people thought I was never going to actually do, but I always wanted to, and then it came together, and here we are, and I love that it's a real show.
Yeah.
And Ahoy actually was a point of contention during the trial of... your brother.
Oh, boy.
But we're not going to talk about that. Everything's fine. That has been resolved. Everybody should be as happy as they could be with the verdict. I don't know. Like, no, your brother, Zach, is a good guy. And I really do like him. He's a sweet guy.
Yeah.
And I appreciate the effort he always makes. It's very, he cares. And I'm never going to fault people for caring. But... it actually came up in the trial, and we're on season two now. So, so how's your year been since our last installment of Ahoy, which would have been
probably April.
10 months ago? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, life's fairly similar. Not much has changed, but you know, we're in the process of trying to, you know, have a baby.
Okay.
That's pretty big.
Yeah, that's huge.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that whole next chapter.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the actual Ahoy side of things, I feel like I'm more aware of just fish sandwiches in general. Like,
okay.
I think I texted you when I was in Michigan because I found a Culver's.
Okay.
And I knew that was on my list at one point, but obviously there are none near here. Mm-hmm. And I was like, for the sake of the show, I need to at least try this fish sandwich once.
Sure.
And it was fine.
Mm-hmm.
I think, like, flavor-wise, it was great. It kind of fell apart. Like, the fish kind of just, as I was eating it, was just, like, breaking up into pieces in my hand. So it was a little messy.
Sure.
But,
Now, remind me, what were the criteria we rated the sandwich? We did it on a scale of 1 to 5.
Yeah, 1 to 5, and with half points involved.
Half points involved, yeah. And
I think it was kind of just like, you know, like the bun, the actual fish, mm-hmm. like the, sort of the flavor, and then like any if they added anything additional,
sure,
that sets itself apart from other sandwiches.
Sure, we kind of went item like ingredient by ingredient through the
yeah
through the what comprised each fish sandwich.
Yeah. Because I think most of them is like, you know, the bun, the tartar sauce, the fish is kind of standard, but then after that, it's kind of anybody's game.
Mm-hmm. Where okay. are we?
Ooh. Oh, so this one doesn't have a drive-through.
Oh, there's no drive-through. I can't walk in here with a microphone.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I can just run in and grab them if you want.
Yeah, we'll figure that out.
Okay.
I'll give you my credit card.
Okay.
Don't write the number down.
I will not.
Okay. Well, here you go.
Okay. Do you want the regular one or the spicy one?
I'll just do the regular one.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I'll stick with the regular just to keep it even.
Of course, you do whatever you want.
Okay. I'll be right back.
Don't worry, Jamie. Thank you. He's a good guy.
Do you want like a drink or anything?
I have a soda here. Get whatever you want. And do you want anything?
And do you want like a side, like fries? Or
fries would be good. Like a small fries, okay. Please.
I would take fries.
What?
I would take fries. Too.
Okay.
Yeah. Ahoy, huh? We're back. So many podcasts. Sometimes you just wonder, does anybody care what the fuck you're talking about after a while? I got one brain, and it's very tired. I think I'm getting closer to the end. I can feel it. When does it end, though? That's really what it comes down to. This is the part of life where you just wonder, it's like, do I have 30 years left? Do I have 10 years left? Do I have 6 months left? It's a weird time. People dropping. It's always weird when people start to die and people don't, like, question the death or rage against the unfairness of the death, the acceptance starts to happen. That's when you know you're getting a little older. It's when people are just like, well, that sucks. But nobody's like, how could this happen? What a crime against nature. They know this is nature. Now, this is not a crime against nature. It's the unfortunate cruelty of nature. These are not glitches. These are not exceptions. It just is. And I'm trying, everybody. There's things I still want to accomplish. And my bones are getting tired. But I'm pushing harder than I've ever pushed before. And that just makes you wonder, am I doing permanent damage by trying to get things going the way I am? The point I'm at in life, people are usually, they used to like wind down where I'm at now, and I'm going harder than I've ever gone. I have no problem pushing, but I just don't want life to push back too hard. So, hasn't happened yet, but it's scary, and it makes me appreciate every day to a degree that I don't feel the pains yet that other people around my age start to feel, the agony, the physical limitations. I'm still healthy. I'm doing good in that regard. But it cannot sustain forever. At some point, reality will went out. Nobody beats Father Time, as they say. Death is undefeated. I have a number. It's a matter of when does it come up. I don't know. I really do love doing the show, though. It's fun. It's the best version of stuff. I'm doing it with the best people now. I really enjoy it. But then sometimes I just look at these other shows and I'm like, how? You know, if you think about it, if I just showed up new right now, everybody would be like, oh my God, it's my favorite. It's a great. I've been around for too long. Maybe it is time to, for the old ticker to say enough's enough. Put me in my place. Because there's a hubris to it also when you keep pushing and saying you defy the natural order of things. There's a hubris to that, to tell life you know how it's going to go and this is your version of existence and reality. Life sometimes lets you get away with it. Look at some of these people. Look at Dick Van Dyke. He's in his late 90s. Still doing his thing. Good for him. But I don't know. Was Dick Van Dyke ever good? He's good in Bye Bye Birdie. I mean, is he good in Mary Poppins or is he just there? Like, I can dance. I don't know what I'm picking on Dick Van Dyke for. He had a great show. The Dick Van Dyke show is good. I don't know why I'm getting on Dick Van Dyke. He was in that Batman movie. But yeah, Dick Van Dyke, he's in his late 90s. Mel Brooks is in his late 90s. And then you look, and then you get these other dudes. They just croak. Bernie Mac. Robin Harris. Bill Hicks. Dead. They're all dead. How do you get... How are all the members of Black Sabbath still alive? But none of the original Ramones are alive. Think about that. Isn't that a weird one to think about? Tommy, Dee Dee, Joey and Johnny, all gone. But Bill Ward, Geezer Butler, Tony Iommi, and Ozzy Osbourne, they're still around. And they are older than the Ramones guys. But I don't know. This is the mystery of life. You don't know when. Would you want to know when it's over? Would you think about that? Would you want an envelope? If somebody put it in front of you, an envelope that had your death date in it, would you open that envelope? I would. I'd open it. Because if it said, if I opened it and it said, you die in 2027. I'm like, oh my God, I only got 3 years to go. Those 3 years would be the best 3 years of my... Oh my, could you imagine going for it with those 3 years? Wouldn't hold back. Wouldn't get caught up in stupid stuff. Would just... But maybe that's how you should live anyway. Let me think about that. What if you live as if this is your last year, no matter whether you know it is or isn't? Well, maybe that's the hang-up. Is not living as if time's about to run out. I think that is that's it. I think I just hit on something for myself. I need to act like I opened that envelope and it said... You had your last Thanksgiving last year, buddy. Last Thanksgiving of your life. Man, can you imagine if you knew you, or if you knew you had one more Thanksgiving? Imagine the thanks you'd be given at that Thanksgiving. The food would probably taste better. Yeah. I think that's how I gotta live now. As if I opened the envelope and it said November 15th, 2024. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna live my life as if I opened the envelope and it said, you got 9 months to go. But what would I do with that time? What do I really want to do with it? I mean, what massive change could I make that would be so different than what I'm doing now? Would I be a better person? I know I would. Look, I don't have it in me to be a truly bad person the way some people do. There are people hovering right on the line between being kind of just like a not great person to being a bad person. They're right on the line. I work very hard to try to be a good person in this life. But would that change if I knew I only had 9 months to go? Would that change if I was just like, well, there's going to be no consequence after November? Whatever happens, happens. No price to pay. I wouldn't, though. I know myself too well. I'm too empathetic. I just to care too much about other people and trying to... Because people would say to me, I remember one friend would say, you hate. They would say I hate and that I'm negative. And I would say, no, you don't realize I'm very positive. I'm more positive than most people. I know how life could be. And it isn't like that. And that's what hurts. Is when you know what it could be, but it isn't that. That's what hurts. When you realize what humans could be and they aren't. That's what hurts about life. Knowing that people have it in them, if they try a little bit, they could be so much better. And so much, just they would be just better people. And they could make the world a better place. But they don't. And that's what makes things sad. Is when you think about what could be versus what is. And that's hard. And that's why I do consider myself a very positive person. I don't think people are inherently bad. I think that most pain in this world and most of the badness in this world is created. Look, there are bad people. I'm not saying there are no bad people. Of course there's bad people in this world. There are evil people in this world. We're watching a level of suffering right now in this world. Cruelty in this world. That is just astounding, and every day it hurts. And should I have been more vocal about it in the past? Yeah, I should have. I tried to just keep. Sometimes I just want to keep the best show apolitical because I want it to just be a source of entertainment and relief for anybody. I don't want anybody to feel like they've been inherently excluded from it. But that has changed now, and that ship has sailed a long time ago, and the suffering and the cruelty and the killing that's going on now is, it's a sin, it's unforgivable, it makes me sick, and I do respect myself a little less for not speaking up earlier than I could have or should have. I still don't want to suddenly become somebody who just talks about politics. I really do think there is a role in life to be played by somebody who just does want to keep people focusing on brighter parts of life. And there needs to be a little bit of a chance to step away from the rough side of things, because you get it, it finds you. You don't even have to go look for it anymore. It finds you every time. So, but that said, we do have a responsibility as human beings to speak out when things are criminal and evil. And that is where we are at now. And I do not like the job I did with that, and I can only work to do better with it, and I will. And it's just, I will allow myself the grace. I know that's a little bit of a cliche these days, but I will allow myself the grace to get better at things and to have a little bit of forgiveness for myself in this matter. And as long as I do better, I'm not going to beat myself up. I've lived my life beating myself up far too long. Codependency, all of that stuff, and just being the caretaker for anyone, whether they are even asking for help. That's the true sign of a codependent person, and I know that's who I am. If I do my things unchecked, if I live my life unchecked, that is where I end up. And I don't do that nearly as much anymore, and I need to be diligent about the work for this. So, hey.
Sorry for the delay.
No, no.
More like slow food, am I right?
Yeah, more like slow food. How was it in there?
It was fine. It's, you know, it's kind of the end of the shift, so.
Sure.
You can tell they're ready to get the hell out.
Yeah. At least they made, I was worried they weren't even going to make the stuff. You know, like, it'd be like, oh, we're not doing fish sandwiches after 9 or something.
Here's one of the fries.
Okay, some fries coming there.
Ooh,
thank you.
I don't know which sandwich is which.
Mmm.
I did get the spices.
Let's see. They didn't label them. Let's see, do they look any different? Look, I have no problem with whatever one it is. This will be fun. We'll take it. It's like a Russian roulette.
Yeah. I will say, the chicken fingers. There we go. Oh, yeah. There we go. Yeah, I will say, if their fish is as good as their chicken, this might be high on my list.
Okay.
But I'm going to go in with medium expectations.
Sure. Well, let's see what we got.
Yeah.
Look, it's a good-looking sandwich.
Yeah, it looks well-battered.
It's not sloppy like some of these other places are.
Yeah.
I think you might have the spicy one, because this is just tartar sauce here.
Okay.
That looks like a spicy sauce, so it worked out the way
Great. It
should have. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's really just the sauce, the pickles, and the...
Yeah, it's mine is tartar sauce, the fish sandwich, and is there even a pickle on this thing? Yeah, pickles. Oh, yeah. Two pickles underneath.
Nice.
All right, let's see what it is. Yeah. This is good. This is a really good fish sandwich.
Yeah, it's very hot.
The pickles are coming through. The tartar sauce is a nice complement without overwhelming it.
Okay.
Yeah, this is good.
Yeah, I like the crisp of the breading.
Mm-hmm.
And it's well seasoned, which is not surprising because they pride themselves on that sort of Louisiana spice mix.
Yeah.
The fish stays together pretty well. I mean, the bun's always great. Chicken sandwich bun has always been...
Are you a fan of Popeye's chicken sandwiches?
Yeah, I mean, like... I don't eat it often just because I try not to eat fried chicken, but I mean, yeah, it's like that and the Wendy's spicy chicken are kind of my top two.
Mm-hmm. Is that just you trying to be a little responsible by not eating fried chicken a whole lot?
Yeah.
Sure, that makes sense.
You know, I have a lot of, mental health issues related to weight, so it's always kind of in the back of my mind in some capacity.
This sandwich is excellent.
Yeah. I think it kind of takes the cake right now. I know last year we really liked the Burger King one, but...
This is better than the Burger King one.
Yeah.
The McDonald's Filet-O-Fish sandwich to me is reliable. It is like...
Yeah.
It's... I know what I'm getting every time.
Yeah. And it helps that it's year-round.
It's year-round. If I'm in a pinch and I need to eat because I'm running all over the place.
Yeah.
I need to eat something. I go get that and I generally get it with no tartar sauce.
Okay. Now,
and then I can eat a sandwich with no... Because, like, the tartar sauce is, like, at least one-third of the calories.
Okay.
The
sandwich.
Yeah,
I feel like if I did get it again, I'd probably get their, like, buffalo sauce because it's a little lower.
I'm telling you, what you do with McDonald's.
Yeah.
You order it with no tartar sauce.
Yeah.
Then you get to the thing. You go, can I have a sweet and sour? Can I have one barbecue? And they give it to you. And then you make your own.
Oh, yeah.
You get your own thing going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really like the ghost pepper ranch at Wendy's. I don't know if you've ever had that with fries. It's one of the better, like, spicy items.
Okay.
It kind of just has, like, it's obviously, ghost pepper is kind of a bit of an exaggeration because it gets sort of, not watered down, but diluted by all the other things they add to it. But it definitely has a kick that's like, oh, this is nice for a fast food place.
Okay. This is good. It also doesn't have cheese on it. Is that correct? Right? Mm-hmm. Is there cheese on here?
No.
There's no cheese, which is the staple of the McDonald's fish sandwich.
Yeah.
It's a slice of, I guess it's American cheddar cheese or American cheese. It's like yellow American is what it is.
I'm trying to think. Did any of the other ones we eat have cheese, or is that kind of just a McDonald's thing?
I thought Burger King might.
Oh, yeah. I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
Just so you know, when you were in there, I just talked about the most depressing stuff imaginable. So let's just let that be the episode is you coming in and I'm like, hey, you go to the sandwich.
Okay.
Like, that'll be this episode.
Okay.
Like, it was... Was that funny, Brett, at all?
No.
No? It was truly depressing, right?
Yeah, the idea of it's funny.
That's what I mean. The idea was funny.
I actually stepped out because
you were getting uncomfortable.
It'd be better if you were fully alone.
Oh, I was fine with you in here. I don't care. Everyone's going to hear it.
Yes, but something about you just really doing it.
Was... Oh, I understand. I would be so uncomfortable if you were doing that. if like I was hearing Harry was talking all about what's the purpose of life, and maybe who knows when I'm gonna die. Maybe
here's your card, by the way.
Oh, thanks.
And I have the receipt too.
No, that's fine. You keep the receipt. I'm not gonna bring it back. So let's let that be the first episode. Where that's the twist in it. It's like when you left, I got morbid.
I hope you're okay.
Oh, no, that was me just mining my darkest imaginable thoughts into a microphone.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Do you want to just do the rating part?
Yeah.
It was, I will say, it was very funny when you came back and you were like, hey!
That's what I wanted it to be. That's the moment.
Yeah. I'm almost glad I didn't know.
Oh, no, that's what I wanted. Yeah. I didn't want you to know going in. It's just like, hey, so here got the sandwiches. All right, here they come. That's like, all right, so is there cheese on the thing?
Yeah.
All right, so what are we thinking about the sandwich, Harry?
I mean, I got to give it high marks. I think the bun, the bun's always solid at Popeyes. I think I give that like a 4.5. It's near perfect for a fast food bun. And that's why they were such a giant in the chicken sandwich wars of 2019, whatever that was.
Yeah, my father actually fought in the chicken wars.
Yeah. I think my dad was a medic on the lines.
Chicken wars in 2019.
And
Which side did he fight for?
Yeah. So I think bun 4.5. I'm gonna recuse myself from the sauce because I did the spicy, so I can't really properly judge it. And then the fish itself, it stayed together, which is tough for a white fish.
Mm-hmm.
It was well breaded. It was pretty well seasoned for fast food fish.
Yeah,
I think that's another 4.5.
Mm-hmm.
Pickles are great. Love the sort of vinegariness of a pickle.
Yeah. It's got a crunch in it.
Yeah, I mean, the crunch
kind of balances it out in a certain way and gives a little slight flavor from that.
Yeah, and I mean, I know you can never say anything at fast food is fresh, but this was like straight out the fryer.
Oh, yeah, no, this was hot.
So it was like,
this was not sitting around.
Yeah, I think they're kind of like, I think it's also might have been in our favor that we ordered a thing that they don't just have sitting around. Like,
of course.
I saw some of the reason why it took so long, I think they were making them, but there were three people who ordered after me who got food before me because they ordered like chicken, but it was just sitting there.
Yeah, they're knocking chicken out all day long there. They're not. They don't have fish sandwiches laying around.
Yeah, so I think I'm at a 4.5.
So 4.5 for you overall. Yeah, I'm going to say, and this is for Ahoy, folks, you know I'm the lover of fish sandwiches. Bun. I don't know what else could make that bun better. 5.
Okay.
The fish was excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Held together perfectly. It was crunchy and crisp, not mushy at all. Burger King has a tendency to potentially be like a little droopy, their sandwich.
Yeah.
They put that wilty lettuce on it. So Burger King can play with that line. McDonald's can be a little generic in its execution.
Yeah.
This was had flavor. The fish had flavor.
Yeah.
It had a little bit of a kick to it.
Okay. That's good to know.
But not overwhelming at all for like the plain fish sandwich. Excellent flavor. The tartar sauce was great. It has a little bit of like a, like I can, like the aftertaste is a little like, a little bit of a zip to it, but not overwhelming where I'm just like, oh my God, so hot.
Yeah.
Like I say, 5 for the bun, 5 for the fish. I'm just giving this a 5.
Wow.
I don't know how you can top this one. I really did.
Yeah.
That was outstanding.
Yeah, looking at what we have left, it is going to be hard.
Yeah.
So I think, you know what? I think I think I'm going to revise my rating, and I'll give it a 5, too.
That makes sense. I get the 4.5, but I also get the 5.
Yeah, I think 4.5, I was just trying to be safe, but I mean...
Of course, but you need to think at some point, if you don't pull the trigger on a 5, then you're almost saying there's no such thing as a 5.
Yeah, and also, it's like, you know, sometimes people rate things on a scale of everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we're rating on a scale of fast food fish.
Exactly.
And I think that's probably the best you'll ever find.
Yeah.
At least in this area.
Mm-hmm. No, and I truly don't know how they could improve upon it. That's why I'm just saying 5.
Yeah.
I don't know what, it's not like, oh, it could have been more like this. It was size-wise, it was the right amount. It wasn't too much. It wasn't too little. Yeah, that was killer. Now, you said you had a fish sandwich in the interim.
Yeah.
It
was at Culver's.
Culver's. And that was when you were in Michigan?
Yeah. My wife, Olivia, and I, we went back to Detroit for a friend's wedding. Mm-hmm. And then we were going to go up to the Upper Peninsula to visit some friends and sort of have like an extended trip. And on the drive up, it's like a 5-6 hour drive, we found one. And I was like, oh... We needed to stop anyway for food, and I was like, I literally looked at it, and I'm like, I'll never be able to find one near L.A.
Yeah.
I need to do my due diligence and report back.
Well, I appreciate that. I had, since the break between seasons, a place out here that I feel should be a must for us to go to.
Okay.
It's that place in Silver Lake... The pop-up place.
Oh, you're talking about Little Fish?
Yes.
Yes.
Have you been there?
Yeah, so we tried their, like, food way back when it was, like, literally out of one of their houses.
Okay.
And it was, like, you order ahead and you get, like, a little platter of fried fish and all this other stuff. And then, yeah, they started doing a fish sandwich, and then they got, like, a brick and mortar. And I think Olivia knows one of the people who runs it.
Okay.
So I definitely want to try theirs.
Yeah.
I know it's not in the fast category and it's a little pricier.
I think we can still say...
Yeah.
And I would say, like, for certain things, you also have to factor in, maybe factor price in to some degree with it. And it's like, you don't want to, but then again, you don't want to, like, ding a, you don't want to ding a small place that doesn't have the ability to buy in mass quantities because they're a chain.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, things are going to be more expensive at this place. These things are truly... made to order.
Yeah.
And when they run out, they run out for the day. They just don't have an endless supply of fish in the back.
For sure.
So, yeah, their sandwich was definitely more expensive than a fast food fish sandwich.
Yeah.
But...
You're also... Yeah, you're just getting, like, a quality piece of fish.
Oh, my God. It was so good.
Yeah.
And I do want to go... I want to go there with you.
It's
one of the things we could figure that out.
For sure.
When they're open, and we'll make that happen.
Yeah, that could be like a special edition episode.
Yeah, and yeah, it's just these are quality sandwiches. Nothing has been like bad.
Yeah,
that we had even last year. It might have been like, oh, that was all right.
Yeah, I have a feeling if we get to like a Carl's Jr., it might be a little suspect.
Well, yeah, we'll
but I'll let it go. I'll let my expectations...
Oh, yeah, we'll find out.
I will say, my combo with fries and a drink was $10. Like,
okay.
In today's sort of fast food world where Wendy's is doing surge pricing soon...
Surge pricing.
I don't know if you saw that,
I heard about that. So they're going to punish people...
Who want to eat during the busy hours.
Who want to eat lunch at lunchtime.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I know what they're probably trying to do is to... They're probably just trying to justify the off hours. They want more business during the off. They would probably love it if it was just consistent all the way through the day. I'm sure that's a part of the goal with that, is to make people go maybe order their thing at 10:30 rather than 11:30.
Yeah.
Or at 2 o'clock rather than 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
But. It's just like, you're fast food. Just stop it.
Like, I think they also, you know, just raising prices, and they wind up trying to blame us for trying to increase wages. And it's like, no, you're making money hand over fist.
That's exactly it.
You're doing fine. You're just trying to blame the consumers. And
oh my God, that is the story of everything. They really, the greed is unbounded in terms of blaming the people that buy the things for price increases, for them when they're just like, oh, well, this Target had to close because of shoplifting. And then you read a little bit more closely and you realize it's just like, no, they're just blaming. They're just blaming. It's again, it's a class thing.
Oh, yeah.
They just punish poor people with those things. And, I mean, surge pricing, it's like it's fast food. Just make it available for everybody and just don't make this punitive.
Yeah.
But
yeah, like I went to go, I was looking to get some new jeans today at Target, and at the Target in Eagle Rock, they literally, there were like some jeans that were folded on top of each other, like in a section, and they literally were attached to each other by a lock, like through the belt loop.
Yeah.
So you have to like get someone to unlock it. And I'm like,
no, that's,
I just want to try on some pants.
No, that's humiliating. There's a thing with that. There's a subtext of debasing people and making them feel less than human that goes on with these things. And it's like they're worried about stealing. It's just like, well, let's go check your bottom line out and see who the real thief is here with that stuff. But look, this show is not about that. It's about fish sandwiches. So this is an excellent start to season two of Ahoy. We got Popeyes. I tried the regular fish sandwich, the crispy fish.
Yeah, the crispy flounder.
I had the crispy flounder. You had the spicy flounder. I'm assuming it's the same. I assume it's the same fish.
It was, literally everything was the same. I think they just changed the sauce.
Yeah.
Which was not bad. No. I liked it.
Yeah, well, we did it, and it's great to be back and doing another season of the show. And let's we'll be back very soon with a new episode of Ahoy. And thanks for listening and supporting the Patreon, and we'll see you soon.
See ya.